Martin Boozer reached the Yukon River at Anvik at 2:17 this morning and now has a substantial Iditarod lead. I'm Steve Heimel. Closest behind are Jake Berkowitz, still with all his dogs, and Mitch Seavey.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
The School of Management at the University of Alaska Southeast is open for business with courses in accounting, information systems, and public administration. Degree programs and courses available online. Learn more at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by University of Alaska Southeast.
Along with Mitch Seavey and Jake Berkowitz, more than a dozen teams are in contention, getting through the 80 miles of trail between Iditarod and the river before the crust gives out in the warm temperatures. The snow there is deep. Among those in that group are Ali Zirkel, Alan Burmeister, Nicholas Pettit, Paul Gebhardt, and Ray Reddington Jr. Those watching the race by GPS tracker yesterday saw teams stopping some way short of Iditarod over and over again, and the reason soon became clear: a nasty spot of overflow. It held up Martin Boozer and gave many others trouble, as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports from the Iditarod checkpoint.
Teams are warm on the Iditarod Trail. Veteran Sonny Lindner says the thermometer on his sled read 50 degrees as he waited out his 24-hour layover in Iditarod. He says the heat forced him to take a few extra hours' rest on his way into the checkpoint.
It sure is comfortable, though.
Weather and trail conditions haven't affected Lance Mackey, but both have taken a toll on his gear.
When I got to Roan, I couldn't hardly walk, and I looked down, and there's like 6 or 8 inches of my pants sticking out of the bottom of my snowsuit.
His sagging pants collected snow as he traveled down the trail. When Mackey couldn't get them dry, he pulled out his knife and cut roughly 3 or 4 inches off each leg. The four-time champ also had problems with his feet. Warm weather meant constant moisture in his bunny boots, so he traded them out for a pair of mucklucks in Nikolai. He managed to keep his feet dry until he came upon a stretch of open water roughly 15 miles outside the Iditarod checkpoint.
And I was lucky enough that my dogs jumped in and went across it, but when I got to the other side, I was packing a dog and had this little lip to get out of the creek there, and my sled got stuck. I was standing up on my cooker, dry as could be, until I jumped off onto the bank to, help the sled, and both feet just slipped right out from underneath me and splash up to my knees.
Nearly everyone who came into Iditarod arrived soaking wet. It didn't shake up the mushers, but Jason Mackey says open water may have spooked his team dog, Hobbs.
Earlier this winter, I fell in the Little Sioux training, and I damn near drowned my team. And when we had to cross that creek out here, like I said, it was only knee deep, but right after that, it was almost like he remembered.
Jake Berkowitz laughed at how his dogs reacted to the water.
You know, we were probably 2 feet deep, and the dogs are they're like standing in the water, just drinking the water. That's how hot it is out there.
Warm temperatures haven't slowed dog teams significantly. Martin Boozer's team is still making its way down the trail, and mushers are still scratching their heads over his strategy. Jake Berkowitz says despite the competition up front, he'll continue to run the race he had planned from the start.
You know, you start changing it and doing what other people are doing, and that's when you start screwing up a dog team. We're just going to keep to our plan and change it if it's necessary, but probably just keep it the same.
Four-time champion Jeff King did modify his plan. He originally wanted to take his 24-hour layover in Anvik, but stopped in Iditarod instead.
Because this is such a remote part of the world on the trail, it's way less likely that there's an established trail, and therefore it's liable to be slower. But I've been taking banking rest based on thinking I was going further.
A warm midday sun did help settle the snow, so some parts of the route could be hard-packed. On the Iditarod Trail in Iditarod, I'm Emily Schwing.
As the rest of the leaders try to catch up with Martin Boozer on the Yukon River, word comes that Jamaican musher Newton Marshall had to scratch at Nikolai because he lost one of his dogs. They're still searching for it. Norwegian Jora Lifseth Olsen, at 26, an experienced dog driver already, looks to be a shoe-in for Rookie of the Year.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.